Everybody who's growing older is, always says,
Giselle Bündchen, Gesundheit, went paddleboarding with a guy that she is totally not in a relationship with. So why is that a story? The kid who played Nemo in Finding Nemo gets asked all the time to do the Nemo voice, but he can't because he did it when he was, started it when he was six.
Right.
And he's kind of outgrown that now. Because the older you get, the deeper your voice becomes.
So the Vienna Boys Choir is coming to Montgomery. It's so I thought about that. You know, they, of course, you know, they're out when things change in their bodies. But
yeah,
that's a big deal.
They're really coming.
Yeah, I think it's February. But the Vienna Boys Choir is a big deal.
I didn't even know that they toured in America.
Their Christmas albums are always.
I saw the movie when I was a kid. Because we were, it was a law back then that anything Disney made, you had to go to the theater and see.
What's the movie?
The Vienna Boys Choir. That's the name of it.
Oh, is it a movie or is it just a?
No, it's a movie.
Oh, okay. I've heard of the choir. I've never heard that there was a movie involved. With
but they're
perfect, you could look it up.
Perfect voices, and of course they're only in until that day when things change.
I'm sorry, Ed, but your time with the choir is over. Now that you're shaving. The cast of Marvel's new Fantastic Four movie may have been leaked.
Uh-oh.
It includes Adam Driver as Mr. Fantastic and Margot Robbie as the Invisible Girl. According to this. Jay, comments?
I'll hold. Because I don't think those are going to stick.
Johnny Storm / the Human Torch will be played by Paul Mescaline.
I'm not familiar with that.
Benjamin Grimm, the Thing, will be played by David Diggs from Hamilton. Well, he's also the voice of Sebastian the Crab in Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Pee-wee Herman is suing an auctioneer for stealing his stuff. Paul Rubin says he loaned items from the TV show Pee-wee's Playhouse to a guy named James Commissar, who runs a memorabilia company called the Commissar Collection. Supposedly only for display at a museum, Paul had the right to ask for it back at any time, but he soon learned there was no museum and Commissar was just keeping it in his private collection. So he asked for it back. Commissar started auctioning it off and keeping the profits for himself. That's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
No matter what you think of Pee-wee, that's a creep. Succession fans, I better be careful. I'm not even reading that.
Oh, wait a minute. No, hold on.
Well, what, have you finished the series?
Read the rest of the series.
Have you finished the series?
Well, this is really about a shirt that Kieran Culkin wears.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's now being sold at Walmart in the little boys section.
Mm.
It's light blue with stripes on the sleeves, and you can get a 2-pack for $14.
No, I haven't finished it, but I know what happens now.
Okay.
And that's my fault.
That's okay. No, you've cautioned me, and then you handed me the piece of paper.
You asked for the paper. Let's see. Nobody cares. Harrison Ford and Felicity Clockhart attended their son Liam's college graduation. Jane Fonda. Oh, God.
How old is she now?
80-something, 83.
Did I hear Ted Turner? Did you say Ted Turner has some problems, dementia?
Yeah. He is 85 years old.
85.
Ted Turner has dementia or something?
Ted Turner? How old is Ted Turner?
He's got to be upper 80s.
He's younger.
Oh, he's younger?
He's 84. It's only a year, but he's younger than Jane Fonda.
A third person has been arrested in the 2002 murder of Run DMC's Jam Master Jay. And this is hilarious. I'm just reading this because I keep thinking of him on the island, stoned out of his gourd. Snoop Dogg almost joined the Air Force when he graduated from high school. Can you see him in Top Gun?
Mr. Dogg.
Yeah. And now, as we get ready for the 7 o'clock hour, random facts coming up, followed by the $10 food outlet pop quiz and so forth, we have Jay to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers.
Yes, I am. I'm here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers that is here in Montgomery. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4, Saturday 10 to 2. But it's by appointment only. Well, why is that? Because it's very, I don't want to say selective jewelry, but it's a very specific kind of jewelry that they sell there. And there's only one person in operation who's running the place. It's Troop Booth. And he knows everything there is to know about the jewelry that he sells and the jewelry that you may want to sell as well. He's got a degree from the Gemological Institute of America. Now, he knows what it's doing. He knows what he's doing because this business has run in the family since 1977 when his grandparents opened the store. Now, if you want to talk to Troop, make an appointment, or just ask any kind of questions, then call him, 260-0066. He'd love to talk to you about the jewelry you have or any kind of questions you may have as well. He's got all of this knowledge, and he knows all this expertise. He's more than happy to share it with you, either over the phone or make an appointment to go by. Maybe bring him some of your jewelry to get it, valued, priced, see what it's worth, see how old it might be as well. Go online to Facebook and Instagram, their pages there, or their website, heirloomjewelers.com, to see the collection that they have and the history of every single piece that goes back into the 1800s or further than that, if you can believe it. It's very, very old jewelry. It's antique and estate jewelry. It's Heirloom Jewelers, heirloomjewelers.com, 260-0066.
All right, quick check on traffic. We're going to discuss donuts. We have SRN News and then the 7 o'clock hour. Here's Skip.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, so far, just a little bit of early morning traffic inbound from Wetumpka on Highway 231. That's got Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson a little bit busy. I-65 and 85 light to moderate through downtown. Travel Millbrook-Wetumpka looking good, though. No real problems there. We'll keep you updated if any accidents happen. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR, family owned, family driven.
Sherman Creel, Jones Brothers Roofing Company. Too often after a storm, you'll begin to see folks you never heard of come out of the woodwork with a truck, a hammer, a ladder, and trying to convince you to let them repair or replace your roof. Too many times we've seen folks hand over their hard-earned money and end up with a mess, adding to an already stressful situation. For 78 years, Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality, honest work at a fair price. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
May 31st is Save Your Hearing Day, a day set aside to remind us that our hearing is very important. Of course, if you ask Mrs. Announcer, she'll tell you that listening is even more important than hearing. And even though you hear her, you never listen to her. And that's why she's such good friends with your neighbor, Nathan, the only man who listens to her and understands her.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Check, please.
Next up for the debt ceiling deal is the full House. The agreement reached in talks between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will come to a vote this evening. Amid some fierce opposition from conservative Republicans, also some leftist Democrats oppose the deal. Five people are unaccounted for. It's feared that two of them could be trapped in the rubble of the partially collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. The debris remains too unstable to search. Part of the six-story building came down on Sunday. Jury selection to begin today in the trial of former Florida Sheriff Deputy Scott Peterson, charged with seven counts of felony child neglect for failing to confront a school gunman. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 60 points. NASDAQ futures off 27 points. More details at srnnews.com.
makes me even madder when I'm trying to get cool. And they relieve their bladder, the kids are cruel when they're in the pool. Well, it's cold water, I love, but with kids it's gonna be 90 or above.
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven, time for hard news brought to you by Penny Iron Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following
the announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
Oh, look at this. Before I get to the story, I post a little request for some good thoughts from Mr. Gubb.
Yeah.
Who is on his way to MVA as we speak.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Shing.
Keeping him in my thoughts for sure.
The hard news is that, and we had really interesting guy on the show last week on Thursday, Wayne Allen Root, who has a book out called Boycott. And it kind of breaks down the impact that conservatives don't tend to go out and protest or picket. They just stop dealing with people whose opinions they disagree with.
Right.
As of close yesterday, Target losses are up to $12.4 billion. So once again, the power of the boycott, Bud down 30%, and their market, I think the two combined equal $41 billion in losses. No indication, though, that we're going to see any change. In fact, we've seen a few companies continue to roll out in this direction. It'll be interesting. I mean, are we going to run out of places to shop? That's the question. The one that really has hit Target was a onesie designed for babies. And there should be some kind of a cutoff point when it comes to using kids to promote viewpoints. Crazy. And also, it'll be interesting to see what's going on with the Dodgers. They, you know, invited the Satanic Nuns, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Yeah. Are they back home yet?
To give them awards. Yeah, they're home.
Are they?
But Clayton Kershaw, who is their future Hall of Famer and star player, he's not down with this. So he is promoting Christian and Family Night, which will be July 30th at Dodger Stadium. Now, is it impacting attendance? They count, they announce attendance based on tickets sold, not on people passing through the turnstile. So there's no way to know. We'll see. I'll take a look at last night in just a moment. These stories brought to you by Pettinger Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham and his team do a phenomenal job with concrete. They have turned it into a true art form. And that's even the basics. And by that, I mean when you're having a driveway poured or a sidewalk or a patio, you want it done right. You want the soil tested. You want proper reinforcement so it looks good for years. Concrete's an investment. Sadly, in our area, there are charlatans who claim an expertise in concrete they really don't have. Tom Latham and Penny Earn have it, and the receipts are all on their Facebook page. Just even if you don't need concrete today or in the near future, take a look. It's like kind of a museum exhibit, and when you see all the amazing things and how much work goes into a properly poured concrete project. If you have something in mind, Tom will be happy to give you a free estimate. Just call 284-9292, 284-9292, and don't forget to look up Penny Earn Concrete Technologies on Facebook.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
So if you look out now, you see these high clouds, these high, thin cirrus clouds made of ice crystals up at 14,000 feet. And with the sun refracting through them, I call it milky sunshine. You know what I mean?
I like that.
Yeah. And there'll be some mid-level clouds later that will produce some a few spotty storms as well. That'll be later on this afternoon and this evening. A little warmer today with a high up to about 88, a little bit more humidity. Then tonight's low down to about 67. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a similar forecast each day with highs mostly in the upper 80s, maybe teasing 90 degrees, especially, I think, on Sunday. Sun and cloud mix, a little bit more humidity, widely scattered hit or miss storms around. And the beach forecast is routine, with highs in the low to mid-80s, pop-up storms here and there, Gulf water temperature 79, but little or no effect from that tropical disturbance that you can read about on my blog update. Right now, this morning, with those high clouds, it's 67 and very comfortable now at 716.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR. Family-owned, family-driven.
Hey, looking deeper into the show, we have enlisted the services of the guy who can make any unpleasant thing sound pleasant, Barney the Dinosaur, to talk about a new trend called bed rotting.
Oh?
Bed rotting. Yeah, it's a thing, and it's become enough of, when it becomes enough of a thing that Barney gets a hold of it, you got to cover it. Do you think we should play this Who Made It to a Billion first?
Sure. Yeah.
The challenge.
It's interesting.
This will be next hour when we give away a Seafood Bistro gift card. You'll get the names of two billionaires.
Now, number one on the list is kind of easy, but I think the rest of the list is a little more challenging.
Well, the challenge in this game is you have to tell me who got there first.
Uh-huh.
So you get the names of...
Two names?
Two names. Who made it to a billion first?
Okay. I like it.
You do? You like it?
No.
Jay?
Depends on the names, man.
Well, no, they're all pretty well known.
We could do people in this room and who got to 1,000 first.
Yeah. That was a long climb, wasn't it? I think I did it with my paper route. You had one too, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we worked for that money.
We also cut lawns and shoveled snow.
Oh, man. When we had that 23-inch blizzard.
Shoveling snow is the worst thing in the world. It's the hardest thing in the world.
I wanted to make extra money, and we were talking about 6-7 foot drifts in people's driveways.
Yeah.
I'll shovel your snow for a quarter. And the lady said, are you sure that's a lot of snow for a quarter? I need the money. So I did it. Just about killed myself. It was the only thing I shoveled that whole day because it was such a monster project. And she did give me an extra quarter.
Well, you finish the job, and then here comes the city.
Yeah.
With their plow, and you...
Blocking the driveway as it goes down the street, that was something else. We had to dig ourselves out. They couldn't get the main streets clear.
Mm-hmm.
So, the neighborhoods, you had to... And I'll never forget, every neighbor on the block was in on it, too, digging. And we finally got a station wagon to go all the way around the block. And you'd think we had just, built the bridge over the River Kwai.
Sure.
It was such a project. All right, right now we have local news. And in 2 minutes, back with Random Facts Part 1. Listen carefully, make notes, and win with our $10 food outlet. Pop quiz question. Here's the news.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Saab. Community pools and beaches are struggling to find lifeguards to join their ranks for the summer. The pandemic has a lot to do with the shortage. When pools and beaches were shut down, lifeguards had to get other jobs, and lifeguarding never recovered. Montgomery firefighters responded to a possible structure fire yesterday. The fire took place in the 3100 block of Malone Drive. That's off Zelda Road. Units were met with smoke and visible flames from the rear of the home. The person living inside the house made it out unharmed. Fire officials say no one else was inside. They are also investigating a Memorial Day house fire that happened in the 800 block of Faith Lane. That's near Ryan Road and Chantilly Parkway. Once firefighters arrived, they found a single-story home with smoke and flames showing. Fire officials say one person was at home but made it out safely. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Saab.
Today's show is brought to you by Flip Flops. Remember, if you only shuffle your feet, they don't make the iconic noise.
Introducing the all-new Lexus of Montgomery. Our brand-new dealership isn't just about selling cars. It's about being a part of the community. We're committed to making luxury affordable for all. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River Region. We also pay more for your trade than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule schedule an appraisal online at LexusMontgomery.com. We take pride that we're not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. Shop our huge selection of new Lexus vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today. Shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Can I have some more vodka?
No.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
June is National Accordion Month. Oh, here's a safety note. Never play an accordion naked. Ouch.
And now,
according to Jay, this is part one of
random facts.
That's good. That works.
It's the best I got.
Accordion to me.
On Clint Eastwood's 93rd birthday.
Did you know, excuse me, the late Peter O'Toole holds the record for the most Oscar nominations for acting without a win?
Oh.
He received an honorary Oscar in 2002. The most Oscar nominations for acting without a win, he received 8.
I'm trying to think of a movie. I think he got a nomination for it. Where he plays kind of an older actor who gets on, invited onto something akin to the night show, Tonight Show, and he's a drunk. And he's going out and causing trouble. It's a comedy. But I can't remember the name of it.
Not ringing a bell for me either.
And I saw him in Goodbye, Mr. Chips. He probably got one for that, too. He was good in that.
You ever seen a movie called Being There?
Yes, with Peter Sellers?
Yes.
I have.
That's great.
Are you surprised?
I love it.
Because, I'm sorry, there's people that think that my tastes do not extend beyond the Three Stooges. And that is just not true.
Did you know a team of researchers in New Zealand discovered a fossil of the largest ever species of penguin? Based on the size and density of the bones, it is estimated that this penguin would have weighed 340 pounds.
Wow.
Very big penguin.
What do they eat? Fish, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
That they do. They eat fish. Did you know? Vomitoriums.
Vomitoriums?
Vomitoriums. They were in ancient Rome. There they were exits to stadiums and theaters, which spewed crowds into the street.
Yeah?
They had nothing to do with actually vomiting.
That's what I thought it was.
It had nothing to do with vomiting. No. But that's what they were. They were the exits of stadiums and theaters because it was vomiting people out into the. It was getting rid of them, and so it was vomiting the people.
They say that attendance at the the Colosseum,
yeah,
was one of the most fastest, efficient in and out stadiums ever built.
Yeah, I don't exactly remember why or what the whole thing was, but yeah, get in, get out. Did you know there are more countries in the world where females outnumber males than where it is the opposite?
More where females outnumber males?
Yeah.
I think we're one of them, aren't we?
For the total population, that is the case. For us, it's...
There are more countries that have more females...
Than males,
than
yes.
Males.
Countries that have more females than males. Let's see. I'm looking here. This is just labeling 10 countries, but I don't think that's the case. There's got to be more than that. But I don't see.
U.S. is not in there.
No. Do what?
U.S. is not in there.
I don't see it, but let's see. I'm looking over here. No. Oh, wait, maybe. Countries with more women than men in 2003. Yes, the U.S. are on there. India, China, the U.S. Yeah. Did you know? The movie Rudy.
Which Rudy?
Yeah. Yeesh.
Yeah?
The one about Notre Dame?
Oh, yeah.
Guy from Rudy?
Yeah.
Apparently, he is not really well-liked by alumni there or whatever. Apparently, he's a bit of a...
prima donna?
Yeah. Anyway, he was involved in a pump-and-dump scheme and had a settlement with the SEC for more than $380,000.
What is a pump-and-dump scheme?
I mean, it sounds like some kind of stock manipulation.
That's what it sounds like to me as well. I'm looking it up for you now.
I don't understand why people do that, because inevitably they're going to get caught.
Fraudsters typically spread false or misleading information to create a buying frenzy that will pump the price of stocks. And then, of course, they'll get rid of it when it's gonna drop.
So he's still very much alive, right? And
I believe he is. Yeah.
Notre Dame, Rudy.
It's interesting that somebody that could, you know, have such a iconic movie role would turn out to be, you know, that inspired so many people would turn out to be a creep.
Oh, yeah, Riddicker.
He's 74 years old. It's from Joliet, Illinois. Huh.
Well, there's a prison there.
Good.
Did you know Carl Bushby? He was a British ex-paratrooper. He set out to walk around the world in 1998, and he is currently at the Iranian border. I don't know where he started, but yeah.
Yeah, for all of you who are wondering about borders, try and walk into Iran's border without permission. See what happens. Or anybody else's border, for that matter. Can't do it.
Carl Bushby. Let's see. I'm trying to see where, if this is, how updated this is. The Goliath Expedition is what it is called. It's his attempt to walk around the world with unbroken footsteps. He began his journey on November 1st, 1998. Originally expected to finish in 8 years, but it has still not been completed.
Wow. 98?
Yeah.
So this is 25 years.
He set off from Punta Arenas, Chile, on November the 1st, 98. He completed over 17,000 miles as of 2006, walking through South Central and North America. He estimated he'd return home by 2012. But in March of 2006, let's see, he had to figure out how to get from Alaska to Siberia. He was going to walk the strait. But they were detained by Russian border troop officers when they were crossing the Russian border.
Surprise.
Yeah. On March of 2007, it was announced that he had obtained the required permission from the Russian authorities to pass. That's a year later, almost.
Jeez.
In 2008, he only walked for 3 weeks. From 2008 to 2010, he spent time in Mexico for cost reasons and was unable to travel because of visas and permits and financial trouble as well. Lost a bunch of sponsors. Man. Where are we at? Bushby crossed into Uzbekistan in 2019, reaching the border between Turkmenistan and Iran a few months later, where the voyage is currently on pause due to visa issues. And then, of course, COVID kind of stopped a lot of that, too. So, coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about William Shakespeare and the planets. We'll also talk to you about, let's see, we got a Random Facts about video games, about balloons, the largest passenger elevator, and the speed of lightning.
Okay.
It's all coming up on Random Facts.
Lightning is so interesting. And the fact that it starts from the ground.
Starts from the ground up.
But the human
looks like it comes from the
optics can't can't detect it.
We're going to give away a Food Outlet gift certificate. Today is Wednesday. The specials changed, and boy, am I thrilled to see this. The half-liter bottles of Coke products, Coke, Coke Zero, Sprite, and so forth, $3.33 each. That is, again, the best soda deal in town. Get a four-pound bag of Domino sugar, $2.69. That's the official sugar of my key lime pies. Red Baron pizzas, the big one, $4.77 each. Put a couple of those in the freezer, and those, among frozen pizzas, are certainly at the better end. Family-sized box of Kellogg's Raisin Bran cereal, $4.17. And checking out the meat department, Kentucky Legend sliced bacon, applewood or hickory, $3.65 for a pound. That's a great price. Chicken drumsticks are $1.19. First cut pork chops, $1.48. One penny less, Western-style pork ribs. Banquet pot pies are $1.24 each, turkey, chicken, or beef. And you always got to have some kind of cookie around, so why not Oreos? $3.99, that's for the large family size, and that includes the double stuffs.
Man, those pot pies for $1.24.
Yeah, that's a deal. I'm going to get a couple of those when I go, because I'm there every Sunday morning. That's the Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. Hope to see you there. But there's also a Food Outlet in Prattville on Main Street west of 31, and Food Outlet on Main Highway 14 in Prattville, 3543. And I've been to all three. They're all excellent locations. Great customer service at Food Outlet. Try it and start saving real money immediately.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
733.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We had a minor accident a little while ago on Highway 231 as you're heading to Wetumpka at Anderson Road. That's the red light right before the Tallapoosa River Bridge. Please use caution there. We believe that one may be out of the roadway. A lot of cars still on 231 inbound from Wetumpka, and that's got Congressman Dickinson, Northeast Boulevard, Northern Boulevard busy. We're getting busy now along East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, down past Baptist, and Highway 31 out of Prattville. Good bit of traffic there into Montgomery as well. I-65 and 85 light to moderate through downtown Montgomery. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia rain or shine online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy. I'm a licensed massage therapist with over 20 years of experience. Massage therapy has proven to counteract nerve pain, muscle pain, anxiety, and depression, and vastly improve sleep and circulation. For the month of June, we celebrate Father's Day with $20 discounted gift cards. Improve Dad's mood and well-being with a session today. To learn more, visit my website, aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
Fox tonight, the auditions continue.
MasterChef United Tastes of America.
As gifted home cooks try to prove their region is the best.
Tonight, the Midwest.
Then, if you thought Gordon the chef was tough to please, try Gordon the CEO.
Succeeding in business is not easy.
Can these food entrepreneurs persuade him to partner with them?
I want to be national.
The new hit competition, Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's May 31st, the greatest day ever. On the 31st of May, 1911, famed luxury liner the Titanic was launched in Belfast, Ireland. 1 year later, the Titanic would set sail on her maiden voyage and fulfill her lifelong dream of becoming a submarine. Have a great May 31st, the greatest day ever. And now...
Hey, listen up. Jay sunk a lot of time into...
Random facts.
Did you know all 27 of Uranus's moons are named after William Shakespeare and Alexander Pope characters?
Really?
Yes.
Who's Alexander Pope? I don't really know that name. Must be a writer also.
I want to say, yeah, he's also a writer.
Mm.
But yeah.
You ever see Uranus moons?
I'm sorry?
No, I haven't. Did you know?
Are you talking about Klingons?
Despite the stereotypes, video games can actually have numerous benefits for our cognitive abilities, mental well-being, and social skills. So, take that. Get them out in front of the playing video games. Let's send them outside. Probably safer playing video games than you are going outside these days.
Yeah, but they're getting fat. They're sitting on the couch.
Are we? Are we getting fat?
No, I'm talking about kids.
Oh, you're talking about kids.
Yeah.
Even though I was a kid playing video games.
Oh, okay. Also, no, I reset what I...
Where are you going, man?
Hitch up.
Come on. You know, then I get... How many TVs do you have in your living room that you sit in front of?
11. We call it Seizure City.
Mom. He's bothering me.
Did you know the first balloons, which I never really thought of this. I always thought balloons had just been balloons since we discovered that we could make balloons out of the what they're made of, the rubber. No. We had balloons before there was rubber. They were made out of animal bladder.
Oh, that makes sense.
Can you imagine putting those to your lips and blowing it up?
Here, inflate this porcupine.
The first balloons were made out of animal bladders, and balloon animals were made out of animal intestines.
Wow.
So in other words, the very long balloons
yeah.
that you could stretch was animal intestines.
Glad we didn't know that.
I've never really thought about the origin of things, I guess. Some of the things that have been around forever, right? Like balloons. What were they before, you know, that? And so
now we did have.
How long have balloons been around? I wonder.
Apparently, a long.
Well, we discovered the principle that hot air could make a balloon rise, mm-hmm. but I'm talking about the ones you build and put a basket under. And
yeah, the ones
up.
That actually put you yeah. in there.
That's a fascinating thing in the Civil War that they actually used those to scout.
How'd you like that job?
Hey, I don't know about that.
Hey, Charlie. Come here.
Yeah, Charlie, you feeling suicidal today?
Yeah, right.
We got a gig
Get
for
up
you.
There.
I want you to look and see where the bad guys are. Let me know.
Yeah, from a distance. Don't worry. If they shoot the balloon, it's no problem. It'll bounce right off. It's animal intestine. You can't break one of these things.
Have you ever done the balloon ride?
Yes. I did one right down here where LifeSouth Blood stuff is. That used to be a field right there.
Yeah.
And they had a balloon that was tethered. Oh. You could only go up and down.
Tethered.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever done?
I want to do one where you move, not tether.
I have.
I've done the tethered one, and I did it on a day when some system had come through Florida.
Yeah.
And the winds were like 30 miles an hour.
Ooh.
And I was afraid that thing would just break loose and take off.
Have you done it at all?
No, I have more and more problem with heights.
Oh, really?
So I didn't when I was a kid, but with every year that passes, I have.
Obviously, the height situation must be something where you're exposed to it, I guess, because you've been you have no problem flying, obviously.
Oh, an airplane? No, I feel safe.
You went up to the St. Louis Arch. I know you went into that.
Yeah, I did that. I don't know.
That was a little scary. I'm sure.
That was. I had a panic attack on the elevator because of claustrophobia.
Oh, see, but not heights.
Not
right?
Height. Not the height.
But on a balloon where you're exposed, that must. That must trigger it for you.
Yeah.
That's interesting to think about.
Yeah. I mean, there's zero protection in that basket.
None.
No.
So.
No.
And the one I was tethered in went up to 40 feet. That's more than high enough for you to get a sensation of what it's like to be in one of those.
I'm feeling a little weird right now.
I still want to skydive, though.
Yeah.
I thought about that. Did I tell you that story?
Yeah, yeah, you did. Because, you know, hey, I'm going to skydive, and if I survive, I've got a great story to tell, and if I don't, you've got a great story to tell.
Didn't George Bush do it at age 90?
Yes. Yeah. He did it every 5 years until he passed away.
Did you know the world's largest passenger elevator transports kids who play video games? No. the world's largest passenger elevator is in Mumbai, India. I can't get an idea of how big this is, but it is 278 square feet.
That would be about the size of half of this studio.
278
square feet. And I can't visualize that. I don't...
No, it would be about as wide as this studio and about... half to three quarters of the way back.
Okay, Clint.
And what was the former name of Mumbai?
I'm not sure.
Bombay.
Really? Okay. That elevator, by the way, can carry 235 passengers.
Is it in an airport? Is it in a like a mall?
Largest passenger. Elevator in the world. Where is this? Okay, it showed it to me. Let's see. Transport 235 people at once.
235.
It's at the Geo World Center in Mumbai.
Okay.
It weighs 16 tons. It is supported by 18 pulleys and 9 ropes. It moves between 5 floors at a speed of 1.3 feet per second.
Wow.
You could lay an adolescent giraffe down on its side, and it would fit inside of the elevator.
That's pretty big. When I was a kid, there were still elevators in some of the bigger, more prime. In fact, when I worked at NBC, you still had an elevator operator who wore, you know, like
isn't that cool? And they have that little cage thing they open up.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it's a rather large elevator, and it's got windows all the way around it.
I knew a guy that tried to become an elevator operator and failed because he couldn't remember the route. It's great humor like that to propel us to excellence.
Cicol de Mayo.
Hey.
That was the classic.
And finally, did you know, lightning speed? How fast do you think?
Well, the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second, so
right, and lightning is slower than that.
Is that right?
Yeah. Lightning strikes travel at 270,000 miles per hour. The speed of light... Again, 270,000 miles per hour is lightning. Light is 670 million miles per hour.
Oh, so at least with lightning, you got a chance to get out of the way.
Oh, yeah, there's some time. I mean, it's pretty slow compared. You
can see it coming.
You can get a reaction real quick.
There'll be some lightning later today in many of these counties.
Mm. Yeah.
Heat lightning, right?
Yeah. But my dad meant well when he, because...
So did I. He said the same thing.
It was clear skies.
Yeah.
The clear skies overhead, and you'd see lightning on the horizon.
And it was always warm.
It was on
a warm summer night. I used to love going to the beach at night in Florida in the summer because you'd see the bunches sword, of those man. Big ants, and they would just...
That is so fascinating. I could watch that forever.
And I did. Yeah, I would be out there for 2-3 hours.
Yeah, with who?
Would you like them in alphabetical order?
with who? Those are all of your random facts.
All right. We will be coming back for the $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question in just a moment. Let me give you a heads up. Now that tomorrow is the beginning of meteorological summer, many of you may not have gone anywhere over the holiday weekend, but you've got something planned in June, July before kids go back to school. Whenever that might be, do yourself the biggest favor of all. There's no guarantees in life, but taking every possible step to make sure your car is ready for a trip is something that you can do with Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. It's really great to never have to think twice about where you're going to take your car when it needs service or who you want in charge of giving it a good once-over. Rotating the tires, checking the engine, running diagnostics, changing the oil, rotating the tires with a rolling inspection. And by the way, if you need tires, Don Duncan worked very hard to build direct relationships with all the major name manufacturers here in the U.S. And now he gets them at wholesale price. So you always get a price that includes not only the wholesale price tire, but installation as well. For accommodation, no matter which location you choose, if you need a ride back to your office or home, just ask. Just ask. Customer service that will literally exceed your highest expectations. Serving Millbrook and Prattville from high atop Mount Duncan. That's the hill behind Highway 14, which looks amazing in the sunset. It's got a beautiful new mural on the side, too. Downtown at 408 Madison and Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and also on Facebook. At 7:47, we are ready for the $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we learned that lightning travels at 270,000 miles per hour. Given that, where is the largest passenger elevator located?
See what he did there?
Yeah, he threw us a curve.
272-9228. 272-9228. If you don't win the $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, you'll be entered in the grand prize drawing, and you get bonus entries with the follow-up questions. 272-9228.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We had a minor accident a little while ago on Highway 231 as you're heading to Wetumpka at Anderson Road. That's the red light right before the Tallapoosa River Bridge. Please use caution there. We believe that one may be out of the roadway. A lot of cars still on 231 inbound from Wetumpka, and that's got Congressman Dickinson, Northeast Boulevard, Northern Boulevard busy. We're getting busy now along East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, down past Baptist, and Highway 31 out of Prattville. Good bit of traffic there into Montgomery as well. I-65 and 85 light to moderate through downtown Montgomery. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR, family owned, family driven.
7:49, Marty gets first crack at the pop quiz question. Marty.
Mumbai.
Mumbai, right. What did Mumbai used to be called?
Bombay. Hey, that's good,
Marty. Excellent work. That was that big elevator with its dinger going on. Hang on, Marty, and let's do backups with gray hair.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey,
I'm
good
trying
morning.
To get some redemption.
Yes, sir. Give me the planet. Are you on the speakerphone, by the way? Give me the planet with the most moons.
I just took it off.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Planet with the most moons.
Hey, Marty, what's your last name?
Yeah, where are we?
Planet with the most moons.
Uranus.
Uranus. Uranus. And how many moons, you know?
2, 3, 6, 7. I forgot. I missed that.
Okay,
spot.
That's all right. You're still
you got
a winner.
The meat of it.
It's 27.
Just a reminder, Bluetooth and our phone system aren't really very compatible, so if you can, we always need you to hold it.
Just hold the phone up to your...
Ish. I mean, we did that for many years.
Yeah, I know, right?
Here's Backup Steve.
Hey, Backup Steve.
Good morning. I stay off of Bluetooth. I brush my teeth every morning.
You will live a long, prosperous life.
All right. Notre Dame's Rudy, give me either his current age or where he's from.
Oh, I remember. I think he's 73.
Well, he's 74. We're going to give you that.
74, okay. Give it to you.
And there is a penitentiary in this city.
Oh yeah, the same place where Juliet.
Juliet is correct.
Yeah, the Blues Brother.
You got two.
Yeah.
Y'all
have a great day, fellas.
Good work. We appreciate it. And we'll give you another chance to win next hour with a contest that is a player to be named later.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
On this last day of May, our weather is evolving more and more into a summertime pattern. Now, there'll be extra clouds around today, and that's because of that little tropical disturbance in the Gulf of Mexico that's throwing some high clouds up our way. Otherwise, today will be warmer, a little bit more humid, with a high around 88. Sun and cloud mix with the risk of spotty random pop-up storms later on this afternoon and this evening. Many towns will stay dry. Some towns will get wet. Low tonight, down to about 67. Then tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's a very similar forecast with highs each day, mostly upper 80s to near 90 on some days, especially on Sunday. There'll be a mix of sun and clouds here and there. Widely scattered hit or miss storms around each day. And that's going to be the summertime normal now as we begin June tomorrow and also the first day of hurricane season. Down on the beaches this weekend, routine highs in the low to mid-80s, pop-up storms here and there. Gulf water temperature now at 79, and right now this morning. We've got some high clouds. It's 67 at 752.
Wet Bobo with Capital Tractor. You don't buy a tractor to do just one job. You want a tractor with the power and precision to tackle a wide range of jobs. The Kubota L2501 with matching implements in stock today. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
One of our sponsors that have been very busy in my neighborhood here lately, because I've been seeing their trucks all over the place, is Plumbing by Luke Wire. Well, they've been second to none here in the River Region since 1983. And I've been seeing them at all hours of the day and night. In fact, I was walking Chase early on Sunday morning, and there's a Plumbing by Luke Wire truck. They're ready to go anytime, and they never charge overtime, because plumbing, as we all know, picks the worst time to be a problem. It's never a convenient time. So that's good to know. Plus, they kind of block out. Well, you know, on a recent Sunday morning, I called them early. They called me right back and said, I'll be there in an hour. And they were there in 55 minutes. And that's the way they roll. So you don't have to block out the whole day. Upfront pricing means they'll tell you what it's going to cost to fix before they fix it. Perhaps it's time for a new water heater at your house. They'll set you up with an energy efficient water heater that'll save you money on your electric bill. And by the way, financing is available for your plumbing needs. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them, 264-9666. They'll take care of you like they take care of me. Alabama certification number 84417.
All righty, we're at 754. Again, we could play Who Made It First. Not Who's On First, but Who Made It First.
Oh, yeah, the billionaire thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got that. Or we have True the Baloney, or we have Little Kid or Drunk Adult. So we have multiple options.
I like the billionaire thing, but that's up to you. You're the boss.
Oh, man, that's too much pressure for me. I'm going to collapse under all that. Well, we'll figure it out. We have the Wall Street Business Report coming up in just a moment. But first, let's get a look at the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
From
from the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center. Here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're seeing a good bit of traffic now on the boulevards all around Montgomery. I-65 and 85 traffic is building. We're seeing slow traffic around the 143 on-ramp out of Millbrook before Northern Boulevard. And on Highway 231 up to Wetumpka, we're still showing an active accident site at Anderson Road right at the Tallapoosa River Bridge. This is for northbound traffic into Wetumpka. And a little bit of a backup on 231 southbound at Redland Road. Folks trying to get into Montgomery, buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated. Incredible values at Premier Place. Shop It's Fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia Rain or Shine online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Consumer confidence fell in May as Americans, particularly older Americans, became more pessimistic about the labor market, on top of elevated anxiety over inflation. Prosecutors say Sam Bankman-Fried's lawyers made meritless arguments in a bid to convince a judge to toss out criminal charges alleging that the FTX founder stole from investors in his multi-billion dollar cryptocurrency fund. Bankman-Fried's lawyers insisted that the United States overreached its case. State Farm said it would stop selling new insurance policies to homeowners in California because of the threat of wildfires. Residents are already feeling the pressure, with coverage getting costlier or harder to come by. Britain's competition regulator told supermarkets Tuesday it was looking at their earnings to identify which supply chains it needed to examine more closely as part of efforts to tackle food price inflation. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three, east side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka? Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements, wider hallways, ramps, universal designs? Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Introducing the all-new Toyota Montgomery. Our new owners and management are excited to be a part of this amazing community, where our brand new dealership is all about you. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at toyotamontgomery.com. Shop our huge selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. But it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota at Toyota of Montgomery. Shop online at toyotamontgomery.com and come see the all-new Toyota of Montgomery today.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at